most parents would hesitate to let their child go to a house filled with strangers, no matter what time it was. But lots of kids do that online every day. Some stay in computer chat rooms for hours on end at odd times. A state justice worker who conducts internet safety forums says this can be a warning sign. Special Agent Katrina Noyan says it may indicate kids are in a potentially dangerous cyber relationship.
At night, we have parents that say they're finding their kids at 3, 4 in the morning online. You know, they thought they went to bed.
With a few keystrokes, kids can go many places without ever leaving the house. Noyan illustrates this by going online, just like a teen or a younger child would.
I have to enter a password.
Welcome. You've got mail.
And it just tells me that I have mail waiting. I'm going to now go into a chat room.
Noyan types rapidly and with purpose, displaying the same practiced confidence of a computer-savvy child who's perpetually connected. Noyan clicks on a category called Mature Interests, which brings up a list of various chat rooms. She chooses the one described as cute female, alone, and bored.
So now I'm in the main room, and I'll just say hello into that room.
The chat room language often has its own code. This can make cyber conversations hard for parents to decipher.
You see here, they're responding LOL, and that means laughs out loud. They're just saying that they're laughing, so everybody uses these shortened versions, this almost slang talk on here.
Within minutes of signing on, Noyan has several responses in the chat room, cute female, alone and bored. Most messages are generated by real people. Others are computer solicitations triggered by entering the chat room.
It's not really a person, it's almost an ad. It's an automatic ad. And what it says is, see if anyone else from your area has looked for chat and sex at www.meetsexylocals.com.
In a forum for Madison parents later this week, Noyan will advise that a child's computer should be located where adults can see it, not in a child's private room. She does not encourage parents to peer over kids' shoulders or snoop. Rather, she advocates parents talk with their kids about safe internet use and be aware that kids may have stumbled onto a porn site accidentally or had chat room conversations they don't want to reveal for fear of getting internet privileges taken away.
You have to be conscious of the fact that they're worried about the punishment, so you have to talk to them and say, you know, if something has happened, come tell me. You're not going to get in trouble. It's not your fault.
Teens who've had bad things happen because of their involvement with someone they met online share their stories as a warning to others. Some can be heard online at netsmarts.org. In one real-life example, a teen using the alias Amy from an undisclosed city tells how she felt lonely and misunderstood until she chatted with someone online who listened to her concerns and promised to make things better.
I first met him on one of the private chat rooms where you just talk to, like, so many people. And then I would make my own, and then we talked from there. I knew from the start how old he was.
The website on internet safety says the 15-year-old girl ran away with the man, not knowing he had a history of meeting other underage girls online. Justice officials intervened just as the couple was about to board a bus. The mother had found a note written by her daughter talking about the rendezvous. He was convicted of taking a minor over state lines. Amy, as she calls herself, regrets the incident and worries about the day he's released from prison on a kidnapping conviction involving another girl he met online.
I can't believe I did this. Why did I do that for? All these things. It was like a fairy tale that never happened. It's very scary.
Wisconsin justice officials are hoping to prevent similar scenarios by holding forums for parents, social workers, and other adults who can help kids steer clear of technology's sometimes dark side. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.